approval of the agenda.
Any questions, please?
We need to make some changes.
Okay.
Will you please delete at 10:10, item number 3, comprehensive land use plan consultant selection?
Okay.
Pay attention. At 10:30, will you please delete? Excuse me. Item number 1, South Coastal Library Expansion Architectural Consultant Selection.
Okay.
Item number 2, Consultant Selection Process Architectural Engineering Services.
So we're striking that whole section?
Yes.
All 10:30 is gone.
Yeah.
What, are we having trouble with consultants?
Yeah, Izzo.
The,
Izzo.
Go ahead.
Committee is reevaluating the submittals.
Okay.
Will you insert in their grant request?
In 10:30.
At 10:30.
The 11:15, move it up.
Right. Delete the 11:30.
Waste of time, Paul.
11:15, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
At 10:40, executive session. Pending litigation.
Okay.
11 o'clock, old business. 11:45, introduction of proposed ordinances. 11:50, any additional business brought before the council.
All right. So, everybody gets this, we're going to...
Need to delete the approval of minutes. I didn't get them out.
All right.
As well.
So we're going to amend the agenda to delete...
We just rewrite that bad boy.
Yeah, to delete the approval of the minutes. 10:10 under Hal Godwin, we're going to delete item number 3, comprehensive land use plan review consultant selection process. We are going to delete 10:30 with Mike Izzo entirely and reinsert grant request. And then we are going to put... 10:40, we're putting what? Now we're going to put, at 11 o'clock, we're going to put
10:40,
executive session.
At 10:40.
And then at 11 o'clock will be the old business, and 11:45 will be introduction proposed ordinances, 11:50 a bit of additional business. Questions? If not, entertain a motion.
So move.
A motion to amend the agenda with deletions and modifications and readjustment of times for July the 25th for Sussex County Council as noted. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes, yes.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
Could we request next Tuesday to put on the agenda for discussion only? We're talking about a new engineer's building over here, and I've talked to the administrator and I've talked to some of the councilmen, but I think we ought to publicly discuss it. Is that the right location?
Okay.
And 10 years ago when we built this building, I was opposed to this location. However, I finally supported it because I was in the minority. But I thought we should go out on the highway then with this building because of future expansion, and we had no room to expand here, and the parking problems have not gotten any better. And with another building here of...
I thought you said you want to discuss it next week, Dale.
I do.
You're starting to discuss it
now. No, but this is the reason I want to discuss it. I think we need to look at it to see if this is the right location over here.
Okay, next week we'll put it on the agenda for discussion only.
Next week.
Right.
Okay. What's it called? Engineering building or something? All right. Robin, note that.
How do you want it listed?
Under Mr. Godwin.
I don't think we need a lot of lead into it. I mean, we just need to talk about it and give us all a week to think
building.
About it.
County engineering building?
Yeah.
Location, there you go. Okay. Discussion on it.
That's fine.
Okay, with that, we'll move on to reading of correspondence.
I haven't been given any. Do any of you have any to pass down?
There were the minutes, I guess.
What's that?
There it was.
Okay. Mr. Stickles, administrator's report.
Gentlemen, one item, the Delaware Department of Transportation is holding two public workshops regarding Georgetown-Lewis Rail to Trail Plan. Workshops will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday, August 14, 2006, at the Burden Center in Lewis, and on Tuesday, August 15, 2006, at DelDOT Administrative Building in Georgetown. DelDOT is currently undertaking a study of Georgetown to Lewis rail line for the possibility of developing a rail-to-trail or rail-with-trail facility. If constructed, the rail-to-trail would allow for bike and pedestrian travel between the two designations as well as intermediate points. This would be a major addition to transportation and recreational assets in Sussex County.
Okay. We'll have Mr. Jones at those meetings. Next, Mr. Godwin, Administrative Assistant, Planning and Zoning Commission appointment. Mr. Jones, you know Daniel Boat.
I'm not the president of this county.
I assigned you to meeting.
I think Lewis is in your district.
Mr. Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, this morning I'd like to bring to your attention that Benjamin Gordy, a member of our Planning and Zoning Commission's term of 3 years, has expired as of June of this year, and would like to enter his name, since he is willing to serve another 3-year term, in nomination for reappointment.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes, to reappoint Mr. Benjamin Gordy to a 3-year appointment for the Planning and Zoning Commission. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Gentlemen, we have one proposal for your consideration for a wastewater treatment agreement. And that agreement number is 81-4, Forest Landing Phase 1A on site agreement number 343-1. The developer in this case is Forest Landing Development LLC of Laurel, Maryland. The location is intersection of County Road 368 and County Road 84. Will be served by the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, 20 townhomes, sewer connections totaling $51,780. We already have obtained engineering clearances from our own engineering department and DENREC. The estimated days of construction will be 10, and the construction administration and construction inspection costs are projected to be $18,750, with a proposed construction cost of $125,000. The proposed motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 343-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Forest Landing LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Forest Landing LLC, located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Gentlemen?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve Sussex County Project 8104, Forest Landing Phase 1A Adam, Agreement Number 343-1 is read. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Godwin. Russell Archett, Assistant County Engineer, Millville.